So after bragging about getting our whole house unpacked within a couple of weeks, I'm here unpacking some more stuff, because we still had a fair amount of furniture and some other odds and ends at the house in Santa Monica, the house that still has not sold. And we actually started trying to sell the furniture that was still in Santa Monica over a month ago, and I sent out an email to people in the area who I thought might be interested. I sent them to a Flickr page with a gallery of images with all the measurements and all the information they might want to know. And a few things sold right away, but most of it no one seemed interested in. It was just the crickets chirping. And so when we woke up yesterday for the last time in our Santa Monica house, we thought, okay, we have like 12 pieces of furniture for Salvation Army to pick up today, which we had arranged ahead of time. But once everyone understood that the Salvation Army was coming at 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon to take whatever had not sold, it was kind of like a feeding frenzy. And we sold almost everything yesterday morning. There was even a neighbor walking by who we had not met before, who said, oh, you're selling your house. And we started talking. I said, yes, we're selling a bunch of furniture today. Oh, what are you selling? And she and her husband bought a couch. So even that, it was just crazy. Within 2 hours, we sold most of this furniture, which was quite hysterical. Although I don't think Salvation Army was terribly pleased. But so then things were sold, and then we went to a cookout, and during the cookout, the last of the furniture was supposed to be picked up and taken away by someone who bought it, and they actually were running late, so when we went back to the house to pick up our things to head back to Santa Barbara yesterday evening, they were still there, and they were clearing out the last pieces of furniture from our living room, and when they were gone, and my husband and I were ready to drive back to Santa Barbara, we went into the suddenly empty living room to say goodbye to the house, and that's when it felt real. You know, we had moved out before. We're here, settled in Santa Barbara. The house has been on the market for a while, but something about standing in the empty living room made me realize that was it, that we were saying goodbye, and this was no longer our home. And that's okay. We're in a new home, and it's beautiful, and this is a whole new adventure, but it kind of caught me by surprise how hard it hit me in that moment to say goodbye. And there was this moment on my drive to Santa Barbara. The sun was setting, and I was driving along the Pacific Coast Highway, and there's mountains on my right, and for a few instances, the sun was just blaring right in my face, and it reminded me of that moment when I was standing in the living room thinking, oh, I'm just going to go say goodbye, and then suddenly there was this burst of emotion. It was so bright and so intense, and then it would just soften the way the sun does as it sets and moves behind a mountain or a house or a tree. And I just drove to Santa Barbara feeling grateful and sad and all of those wonderful things. And now I'm here in Santa Barbara unpacking more stuff, which I feel like I might be doing for the rest of my life. But I know that's not true. Happy Sunday.